into a situation where the altitude can be significant, even worse in Denver?
No. You know, that's why you train. And hopefully, you know, you can get through it. So last thing you want to do is think about anything other than your opponent. And, you know, I've always, you know, felt the same way towards anyone. So it won't be no different. Oakland Raiders, that's our opponent. That's the only one I'm trying to, you know, face.
You're going down there for a business trip, but it will be a festive atmosphere. It's the big deal down there. Some thoughts about that, Vince?
No. Like I said, I'm going to play a football game. At the end of the day, it's us versus the Oakland Raiders, a good football team that's playing very, very well. That offense that's very explosive with skill position and a good running game, starting up front with the big guys. So that's my main focus. I think that's the team focus right now is going to play a game and play our best. Hopefully we can walk away with a W.
Bill,
how
did you come through this week? Did you feel pretty good?
I mean, day to day, so we'll see how I feel.
Bill has talked to us about this time of year, about playing physical football, how that determines so much. Has that been your experience, and how important is that?
Yeah. I mean, later you get in the season, throughout the league, you deal with injuries, you deal with, you know, bumps and bruises. But the team that can play, still play physical and stay healthy, those are teams that have a shot. You know, you just have to execute. So right now we're sitting in the prime position to do some good things. But it starts this week, you know, against a football team that's very, very, very physical, probably the most physical team we'll see so far this year. So we have to be ready to match that intensity. You know, one thing that I respect about them is they do what they do. They line up, they play smash mouth football. They're very physical, and they don't shy away from that. So it's not shocking that they have the success that they have this year.
What are some keys to being disruptive for Derek Carr, not letting him be comfortable back there?
Well, he can hurt you on the ground and through the air. I mean, I think he's so underrated. He have a team that's surrounding with talent, and he make it run, you know, with the run game and putting balls where it need to be. He don't lock in on one receiver. He uses everybody, you know, from tight ends to backs to his receivers. Very, very good quarterback, young quarterback. It's going to be pretty good. I mean, he's have been pretty good. He's been making plays all year. And definitely that team rally around him. I mean, he's a true leader. You can just tell the way he performed. And one thing I'm surprised about, well, not surprised, well, that for a young guy, the awareness that he has, the yardage, if he have to scramble for first downs and put his team in a position to either keep the drive going or being able to get in field goal position with one of the best field goals kickers that ever, you know, lived with Janikowski. So it's going to be a fun game, but at the same time, we understand what we have to do. We have to execute to be successful against this football team.
Vince, you have a turkey giveaway tomorrow. Just your thoughts on giving back for you and Bianca to be able to do that tomorrow?
I mean, it's all about, you know, giving back for me. It's nothing that, you know, I'm looking for a pat on the back about. It's just who I am, you know, being in the community and understanding community. I was once there before, so I understand struggles when it comes down to this time of the year with, you know, the holidays and everything that's coming up. So just one way I can show my appreciation for the community and one way I can give back to the community. And I think, you know, I made a lot of people happy that day. I was very happy about this time of year being able to give back. Just let the community know that we're human beings and we all, you know, we all humans. It's okay to help one another. So I think as in this country, we kind of get away from that a little bit. But you still have good people out here, good-hearted people out here. And I think being on the stage that we're on, it's good to showcase that. So many times you have negative things that come out of this league. It's good to see people for once doing the right thing and doing things to help other people instead of just helping yourself. So it's all about community to me.
Vince, you saw it in New England for many years, but here in your short time here, what have you thought of the following this team has on the road? These people will spend their money to watch you guys play, and they'll be there in Mexico City. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's special. I mean, this is American football. You know, football is America's sport, so no matter where we play, we're going to have a huge audience, not just the Texans, but the NFL. Going to Mexico City, I mean, to me, it's another game. That's how I look at it. But I'm pretty sure it's pretty exciting for the guys that's over there and pretty exciting time for the NFL. So it's You know, me, you know, when you line up between the lines, nothing else matters.